American for Mark, just because you were here from the beginning. October 10th, you're holding a microphone at T-Mobile, and you say, we're going to make you proud. Today, you're holding the Campbell Bowl. What does that mean to you? What do you think that means to your city?
It means a lot to us. Well, this is what you play for all season, and you know, after October 1st, those first games, you want to play for the city, the people that were affected by it, and you know, to make this run, win this series, and move on. It's you know, it's awesome for us, but you know, it all comes back to the city and the people affected by that.
Yeah, I think it was you know, there was a big moment, obviously, in the city, and I think as a team, if we couldn't heal anybody, you know, but if we could just change their mind a bit, you know, throughout those first few weeks and throughout the season, and get them to be proud of the team, cheering for something, you know, I think, and I'm happy that we were able to provide a little bit of that, you know, to Vegas.
Front right, Ken Bolke, Sinbin.Vegas, Derek. About 19 months ago, the logo on your chest didn't exist. Now it's sitting next to the words conference champions and the words Vegas are on there. How crazy is that for you, having been in Vegas and been a Vegas resident for as long as you've been?
It's insane. I think if you go back to the beginning of the season, obviously your goal is always to make playoffs. But if I were to guess, if I was sitting here doing this right now, you know, you would be a little skeptical at the time. But once we got rolling and got the season going, we seen that we have a team that can do some damage, and you know, a phenomenal goalie that's gonna stop everything. So you know, it's been an amazing ride, and we just want to keep it going now.
On the right side, Steve, second row.
Yeah, Steve Karp from the Review Journal. Ryan, a couple weeks ago, you and I were chatting in Vegas about you just trying to get into the lineup. Today, you're the hero. One of the heroes with your game-winning goal. What's it been like for you emotionally and just to be part of this? And if Derek and Marc-Andre could also just chime in about what Ryan has done since he joined the team in February and how he fit in so well with everybody.
I mean, I think, you know, the whole mentality of this team is next man up. You know, we got a deep team. We got a lot of good players. And you look at the season that this team's had, you know, even before I got here, it's everybody stepping up. You have injuries and a new guy steps up. So, you know, the guys that weren't playing, and myself included, I think, you know, we stayed ready. We had fun while we were doing it, but we worked hard. So when we were called upon, we were ready to go.
Yeah, I think that showed, you know, he's been around for a long time, and he was he's a fun guy in the room. And, you know, he's a good veteran. He's been around for a while, and he's got a good leadership in the room too. And like I said, he kept a smile on his face even though he wasn't playing, and cheering for the guys, and then got in the lineup, and obviously they scored a huge goal in his hometown.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it starts within the room. Great guy to have around the team. And then he plays the game the right way. He's first guy on every puck. He creates havoc down low on their D-man. You know, he finishes every check. He creates room for his line mates, and he's going to go to the dirty areas and get the job done. And, you know, to get that first goal in, what, 3.5 months?
At least.
You know, it's at home in the conference finals as the game winner. You know, I couldn't be happy for him.
Second row on the left.
Chris Matthews with KLAS-TV in Las Vegas for Mark, Derek, and Ryan. It seems like all season long it's been different man steps up, a different man steps to the plate, and just the epitome of a team. Can you talk about that, just how tonight it happened to, or today it happened to be, you know, Ryan getting his first goal, but it seems like it's been somebody different all season long that stepped up.
Yeah, I think that's what makes the strength of our team. You know, the coaches use everybody, every four line, all four line, and the 60, and you know, everybody's best stepping up at different times during the season, and that's a big reason why we've been playing consistently, you know, throughout the season, throughout the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you need all four lines going, and, you know, if your top line's not going, or your second line, or doesn't matter who it is, someone else is stepping up, it seems, on a nightly basis. You know, you're going to have your off nights, and that's when you need other guys stepping up and answering the bell, and I think we've done a good job of that all year.
Front row on.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
They killed it. Good job.
Go ahead. Front row on the left.
Jesse Granger with the Las Vegas Sun. Derek, you, without hesitation, went and picked up the trophy and carried it around. Just, was there any decision? Whose decision was that? And you guys have kind of made a living all year proving people wrong. Do you think that's just another step in that?
Yeah, I think we decided as a group and to take it. And, you know, we went to the experience here. And, you know, like I said, he's been the backbone to our team. So, yeah, more or less came down to whatever he wanted to do.
Second row, Shang.
Shang Pang, Hockey Buzz. This is a question for Ryan. Ryan, I don't know if you heard yesterday, but David said that, you know, McNabb scored the game winner against L.A., Carpenter assisted on the one that closed San Jose, and he said he thought it'd be nice if you or Eakes would score tonight. And so, anyway, what does it say about just how special this season is, how special this team is, that something like this happened?
Yeah, I mean, you have big moments like that with Nabber scoring the game winner and Carpy helping on the on a big goal for us against San Jose. Yeah, I mean, it's special. Every goal is special. I think everybody on this team has something to prove. They're kind of, you know, we call ourselves the Golden Misfits for a reason. And I think we're doing a good job of proving everybody wrong. Right now? No, I'd kill the speakers. Maybe later.
Front right.
Ed Graney, Derek, Review Journal. Derek, at the trade deadline, George said he made a few moves, but not a lot because he was more worried about the room than anything. You talked about the room, and he brought guys in that he knew would be okay in the room, did not move anyone of name. Can you go back to that time in your mind of what you thought? Obviously, I thought you wanted him to stay with the team, but why is that room so important, and what about it makes it what it is?
You know, even if you go back to the expansion draft, I think they did a fantastic job getting a lot of character. We got, you know, a lot of character in our room, a lot of great guys, humble guys, and, you know, it's, you know, trade deadline stuff's out of my hands, and you know, you always want to fill your room with as many good guys as you can, and they did a good job with that.
We'll do two more questions. Standing up on the left side.
Yep, Ryan Michael Rousseau, The Athletic. What has this whole experience been like, playing the conference final in your hometown in front of your friends and family, being kind of the enemy? Do you have any funny anecdotes about what it's been like?
I mean, it's been fun. You know, hearing the boos after I scored was probably my favorite moment of the series, but. It's been a little weird. I have a couple cousins that came in Jets jerseys, a best friend that came in a white t-shirt, so they're going to hear about that after. But you know, it was fun. You know, my mom, my dad, my brother has been able to, you know, watch the series, and I'm glad I got to do that in front of them. Mom and dad, my brother actually had to take off. He just signed in Saskatchewan.
Last question in English, third row on the right.
Scott Billick, NHL, ScottBillickNHL.com. Ryan, can you just sum up what that goal kind of maybe meant to you here? Can you script it any better, kind of the finish of the season?
No, probably not. I mean, you know, like they pointed out, 3.5 months. It's been a while since I scored and helped the team on the score sheet. But, you know, I don't think, you know, the points for me doesn't matter. If we're getting the wins, that's enough for me. But it was...